Okay, so my name's Tim Jones and I'm conducting this oral history on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It's 10 past 11 on the... what day is it?
17th
of July, 2009. And this is the One Another project in Trafalgar Square. If I could ask you to tell me your name, your surname, your age, and you come from?
My name is Yansha Doughty. And I'm 28 years old, and I'm currently living in Southeast London in Denmark Hill.
Okay, thank you very much. When was it you found out about the One Another project?
Well, I guess originally I knew about the competition for the plinth. And there are various options, and then I actually don't think I knew that Ati Gormley had won. And then it was only till recently I was reading Guardian online and saw it, and I was like, oh, I'm really pleased that won. That's quite exciting. And yeah, I just saw it on there and I just started reading about it.
So what was it that inspired you or motivated you to apply for a slot on the plinth?
Honestly, I was in my lunch break at work reading it, and it was just, I was like, oh, okay, you can apply. Oh, okay, that's quite interesting. I didn't know how it was going to work. And I applied on a whim, completely just, wow, okay, you can apply, typed in my details, did it, told my, you know, work colleagues, I've just done this, you should do it, it looks like fun, and that was it.
And you said that you were kind of excited and pleased that the Anthony Gormley project had kind of got through. What is it that's particularly interesting about this project that's significant to you?
It just felt quite unusual from the others, the fact that I quite like the imagery of it, sort of like this sort of standing empty plinth. It was like there was nothing there, and there's like you didn't know what was going to happen. And as opposed to the others, you kind of saw mini models, like, okay, I've seen it now. But this one was more like, okay, what might happen? And yeah, I don't know, it just felt a bit different, quite interesting, like the general public getting involved, how that would work, who would do it, what would they do. Never thought I'd go on it. So, yeah, I think that's what stood out for me, I guess.
And how did you feel when it was announced, when you found out that then you'd been offered a place?
Completely shocked. Completely didn't think I'd get on. Really, really shocked. My heart was pounding. Just, yeah, absolutely didn't believe it. Yeah, I don't know, I felt really... I don't know, like shaky almost. I can't believe this happened. What have I done? What have I done? Why have I done this? This is, you know, this kind of wasn't meant to happen. I just did it, and then I ended up on there. Well, initially, and then I had to then officially do the whole yes, I accept. Yes, I'm still accepting. But yeah, and no, I just really and then terrified. What am I gonna do? Basically. Because I'm not a natural performer. I don't feel I've got any great cause in my personal life to kind of promote and say. So it was a sort of panic, really, of I'm on this plinth and what am I going to do? That's really scary. But I have to do it because it's an amazing opportunity. So that's sort of where I was at for that.
So what is it you're going to do then when you're up on the plinth?
Well, I thought about it and I thought, I don't want to perform because that's not my kind of natural place. I don't want to do nothing because I feel too self-conscious, and an hour is a really long time to do nothing. And I didn't want to necessarily, like I say, promote or protest anything, one thing in particular. So I just thought, okay, what can I do for myself? What would be a really good thing to do for me? And something that I've been wanting to do for a long time is do more photography in my free time when I can, and I never have. And so I thought, right, 1 hour, I'm gonna set myself a 1 hour photography project, and I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna see what happens. What happens if I just completely document this hour in film, in digital, you know, different shutter speeds, you know, whatever happens, and end up hopefully with a body of work that I can then do something with. Because before, I never had anything. I didn't have initial starting point or anything. So this is my starting point for something that I hope I can then go on to work with, whether I create a book or I do an exhibition or something, I don't know. But it's kind of what happens in this hour of documenting it, I guess.
Okay, thank you. What kind of reaction are you expecting from the crowd?
Well, I don't think what I'm going to do is particularly entertaining for anyone else. I think maybe for friends and family it might be quite amusing seeing me on the fourth plinth. But I'm slightly concerned that I might just get yelled at because I'm not performing and I'm not being particularly fun. But I'm kind of okay because I think, well, I'm far away and I'll just ignore them and carry on. So I don't know. I mean, maybe people might be quite interested to sort of see, you know, I guess it's going to be quite obvious that I'm kind of quite methodically, probably, hopefully, documenting it, and maybe that might look quite interesting, or I don't know, I guess, yeah, I'm not sure. I think they'll just yell at me, maybe.
How would you describe yourself?
Oh, blimey. How would I describe myself? I think I'm naturally quite a happy person. I don't know, I'm quite sociable, but I'm quite a worrier, I'm a daydreamer, I sort of dream my days away really, about things I might do and I could do and I should do, but then I'm kind of pleased I'm doing this because this is something maybe I'd look and think, oh, that'd be quite a fun thing, so I'm not doing that, so I'm quite pleased I'm doing that, but yeah, I don't know, I guess I'm quite happy-go-lucky. I don't know. Yeah.
No, thank you very much. Well, to go back a little bit to your photography then, so what's the importance of photography and how does that kind of fit into your kind of everyday existence, your everyday routine?
I went to Camberwell College of Arts a few years ago now, and I did graphic design there, but by the third year I was kind of specialising in photography. That was the medium I felt most comfortable in. And the aesthetic I really enjoyed, and that I kind of, I don't know, what felt really natural to me. But then when I left, I mean, I did a few sort of photography projects, but then I sort of fell into publishing, and I'm now a book designer, which I really enjoy as well. I work with photographers and I go on shoots. And again, that's kind of an environment I feel really comfortable in. But actually, it's still within the restraints of a company and their, what they want and stuff, and what my own work's kind of gone by the wayside. So I guess I'm more of a sort of frustrated photographer in the fact that I don't ever get the opportunity to do anything, yet I have a sort of yearning for it, and, you know, that's the thing I love. So doing this hopefully is going to start something. Or if even it doesn't start something, it's just a something that I've done, and that'll make me feel better and good. Because I'm actually doing it. That's what I always sort of think about.
Okay, thank you. What other stuff would you say is kind of important to you at the moment?
Well, I don't know. I feel at the moment I'm in a real... actually, at the moment, my current thing is I'm in a moment of life where I guess I feel I'm at that, what's the moment, the tipping point of leaving my young, free, and single years, and thinking about settling down and having a family and stuff, but not quite knowing when's the right time and all that. And I live with my boyfriend, and that's really great, and we have a really great life, but when do you decide to go to the next step? So sort of that's being talked about quite a lot at the moment, but I think I feel I need to do my thing, whatever my thing is, first. And then we can go and do that. But that's the kind of current point I feel that I'm kind of, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
And if you don't mind me asking, like, what kind of hopes or fears do you have, maybe in general, and then maybe more specific to the plinth?
So hopes and fears generally in life?
Yeah.
I hope that I have, what do I hope? I hope to live by the sea and have a family and be creative and be happy. The plinth, I hope that it is a really enjoyable experience and that it does inspire me and that I end up with some great pictures and something that I can turn into something that's really, not really great, but really, I don't know, it feels like it was worth it. It was worth kind of doing it, and, you know, I'm really pleased with the results in whatever way, and that it will maybe inspire me to do other things. And I don't have to stand on a plinth for an hour to be inspired. I can just go on and do projects, yeah, without this. But yeah, I think so. That's it.
And any fears?
Fears. Fears is in life generally is I don't do the things I want to do. Like I don't end up. I do have a creative job, but doing those the things that I feel that I kind of can do, and the reason I went to art school, like that I don't end up doing something creative, and I don't end up kind of doing this thing of sort of like doing work, like doing photography and maybe exhibition. I think that's my fear, if I'd never let that happen and I ended up, I kind of owe it to my sort of 50-year-old self to kind of look back and say, oh, you did it, you tried, you know, at least. You know, I don't want to be world famous. I just want to, even if I'm doing it and it's a hobby and it's a continual thing, I think if I never do that, I'll be really sad, because it's something I worked really hard at college, and I do now have a creative job, but I haven't quite continued my more personal kind of creative side. So that would be my biggest fear. Yeah.
Have you ever done anything like the plinth before?
No, I don't think I have. No. I'm trying to think. I mean, the last time I sort of anything similar to this would be, I'd say, when I was on stage or something, and that's more going right back to school. I mean, the feelings I've got now in sort of terms of being nervous and anxious and adrenaline and all those things, yeah, it's nothing. I can't really compare it to anything else apart from, like I say, going back to school and being on stage and very much being the focus. Because, like I say, that's not my sort of natural sort of, I'm not a performer really, so no, I can't really compare it to anything else. Quite a unique experience, I think.
And going back to your emotions, how are you feeling then, an hour, well, 40 minutes before you go up onto the
I actually feel far more excited now, I think, since being here. So I think I was really anxious about getting here and being late and losing my spot. So I kind of feel a bit more relaxed now. But I've got butterflies in my stomach. I am quite nervous because it's more that I can't imagine what it's going to be like. So it's hard to sort of know. I might get up there and do nothing because I'm just too scared. Or I might get up and just be like, woo, you know, start dancing. I don't know, it's sort of, well, actually I won't do that. But I just, I'll probably fall off and into the net. My boyfriend thinks I'll be the first person to fall off the plinth. But I hope I'm not. So no, just anxious, nervous, but excited. Yeah.
Thank you. Who are you doing this for, would you say then?
I think I'm doing it for myself, really. I don't know, does that sound bad? I don't know, I think because I feel bad when I've got the person before me with cancer research on their top, and I just think, oh, maybe this is my opportunity to say something good for the world. But then, actually, maybe it's better for the world that I'm, like, maybe a happy, more creative person, and I can input more back into it at the end of it, if I can kind of have that outlet. Don't know. So yeah, I guess it's for myself and probably, you know, for my friends' amusement of just seeing me up there.
And what impact would you like the project as a whole to have on yourself and on those around you, or those that kind of come across?
My project. Well, I hope that they would see that I'll get excited about it and be happy and, you know, doing something that I'm really into. I think that's the thing, I want to do something that I'm really into, and I think that'll be good for everyone around me, because I think sometimes, as I was saying before, I'm quite a dreamer. I think I talk about lots of things that I might do and I should do, and maybe I don't. So sort of this kind of, I'm actually doing it now, and that, I think that'll be quite good. Is that the right answer to that question? I don't know. But yeah.
Have you got any final kind of reflections or comments about the One Another project?
I just think it's really brilliant. I think it's really fun and really interesting. Really interesting. Just I log on every now and again when I'm at work and just see, what's someone doing? It's brilliant. I just remember at first, reason why I was really panicked is because everyone was performing. Then I just logged on and someone was just standing there, and I just thought, yeah, brilliant, just stand there. I don't know, I just think that's really, I hope that everyone's doing something they really want to do. And I think it's really interesting what everyone maybe feels they should do or are doing. And yeah, it's really great. I haven't seen any really old people yet or any really young people. And I'd like to see that because I think that will kind of broaden it. Cause everyone sort of, from what I've seen, have been in a sort of smaller age gap. But yeah, I just think it's a great idea and I'm really pleased it's gone through and it's so much positive reaction and everyone's talking about it. So I'm really pleased I'm part of it.
Thank you very much.
Okay.